Good evening, everyone. My name is Sean Schmidt, founder of Scattered Souls Paranormal. Welcome to the Perpetual Conversation. This is Urban Legends Part 2. So let's get right into it. The first legend is that of Resurrection Mary. Southwest of Chicago, on Archer Avenue, in a small town called Justice, Illinois, there is a bar called Chet's Melody Lounge. Chet's is a hangout for biker types, with a pool table, jukebox, and a popcorn machine. What makes Chet's different is their Sunday tradition. Every Sunday, the bartender leaves a Bloody Mary at the end of the bar for a ghost. The ghost's name is Resurrection Mary, and she has haunted Archer since the 1930s, where she used to go to the O. Henry Ballroom to pick up men. On this specific night, a Southsider named Vince, after a few of his favorite songs played, and after donning a few of his favorite spirits, the liquid kind, he finally got up the nerve to ask the pretty blonde across the room to dance. She said yes, and they began to cut a rug. He finally was able to talk to his dance partner. Her name was Mary, and she was from the Brighton Park neighborhood of Chicago. As they slow danced, Vince began to realize that Mary's hands were strangely cold, her skin brittle and fragile. Vince made the comment that he hoped would lighten the mood. Cold hands mean you have a warm heart. Well, it worked. After the final song, Vince offered Mary a ride home, and she agreed. After driving a few miles, Mary insisted Vince pull the car over at the gates of Resurrection Cemetery. Mary jumped out of the car, told Vince she had to go, and he couldn't follow her. She ran up to the gates, put hands on the bars, and vanished into thin air. Vince drove up and down in front of the cemetery until the next morning when the gates opened, hoping to find a clue to where Mary had gone. Once the gates were open, he went inside. After finding no sign of her, he decided to continue to the address she gave him before she got into the car. He walked up and rang the doorbell. A middle-aged woman answered the door, looking enough like Mary to be her mother. Vince asked if Mary was home. The woman told Vince that Mary didn't live there anymore. Mary died in a car accident 4 years ago. She went out dancing with some boys, but never made it to the dance hall. Looking past the woman, Vince noticed a picture sitting atop a piano. It was the girl he had danced with the night before. Unaged, the face of a ghost. The woman told Vince that if he wanted to visit her grave, she is buried in Resurrection Cemetery. Vince told the woman he was sorry for her loss and left. He never asked Mary's last name, so he would never be tempted to locate her tombstone. He never visited the cemetery or the dance hall ever again. Actually, Vince was so shaken that he spent the evening dancing with a ghost. He never visited any dance hall ever again. But to this day, Resurrection Mary has been sighted on Archer Avenue. One incident reported by the owner of Chet's Melody Lounge, as he was pulling out of the driveway, he saw a man running down Archer, screaming and waving his hands, very upset. He stated that he needed to use the owner's phone. He had struck a lady with his car just up the road and couldn't find her body. The owner asked him if it was a blonde woman in a white dress. The gentleman said, "How did you know?" The owner told the man to calm down. That was Resurrection Mary. You didn't hit anyone. You saw a ghost. Despite her sightings on Archer Avenue, to this day, Mary has yet to drink her Bloody Mary at the end of the bar. Legend 2. Cedar Hill Cemetery is the largest cemetery in Licking County, Ohio. Since its internment in 1850, it has grown to close to 133 acres, housing veterans from as far back as World War I. Near the center is a large tombstone with a 3D image of a baby's face carved on the front of it. The legend is, if you stare at the baby's face for a bit and then turn away, when you look back, the baby will be looking in a different direction. It is also said that near the baby face tombstone is an asylum, and that if you put your ear to the locked door, you will hear the muffled voices and screams from the tormented souls left inside. Legend 3 was written in a difficult way. The best I could describe it was trying to decipher the language from an old episode of Deadwood, the TV series. I could not decipher the whole legend, but I was able to extract a poem. I'll read that for you now. The sea serpent that invaded Portsmouth. The desperation of the stranded whale. When wedged twixt jagged rocks, he writhes and rolls, in agony among the ebbing shoals, lashing the waves to foam until the flood, from wounds like geysers, seems a bath of blood, echo all night, dumb pealing to his roar, till morn beholds him slain along the shore. Greenland and Other Poems, James Montgomery, 1819. Legend 4. This legend hails from Pittston Township in the Suisun area of Pennsylvania. Legends say the spirit of a screaming woman or an unidentified beast haunts the area of the now torn down one-lane Susquehanna Railroad Bridge, also known as the Black Bridge. The bridge used to carry trains from the Susquehanna Railroad, passing over the Suisun Road in Pittston and forcing the road to narrow to one lane. Legend has it that if you stop your car under the bridge at night, you will see the apparition of a young girl appear in your rearview mirror. She will shriek loudly and then vanish into thin air. Some say that the lady was a jilted bride that committed suicide under the bridge. Others say she was an escapee from a local mental institution with the same outcome. It is also said that it could be a girl that was killed on prom night, or a mother and her child in a fiery crash on the way to the hospital. All these outcomes have one thing in common. They all died screaming. There are also reports of a Mrs. Imlaw who got into the wrong car. Suisun Road, the Black Bridge, has been in the place of cryptid sightings from as far back as the 1800s. Currently, there are reported to be 18 street lamps along Suisun Road, but 11 are always out, and it's a different 11 every night. Also, a strange radio silence happens in the former location of the Black Bridge. So if you are having trouble finding it, just turn your music on and wait for it to stop, then slow down and park, and quietly wait for the phantom train. Legend 5. The Witch Legend of Père Chenet Cemetery. Père Chenet was once a small booming lumber town in Crawford County, west of Galing, Michigan. Pronounced Père Chenet, the town was settled in the 1870s when lumbermen from the railroad set up camp. Soon the town was established. 30 years later, the timber industry moved on, leaving nothing to support the prosperous town. By the 1900s, only a handful of people were left living in Père Chenet. By 1918, it was a ghost town, leaving only holes where the buildings once stood and a tiny cemetery. Over the years, vandals have ruined what is left of the town and cemetery. The current cemetery has a few scattered tombstones still standing, but most are in pieces. Père Chenet's most popular legend is that a witch who lived in the town and was hung from a big oak tree in the cemetery and then buried under the tree. Some say she wasn't really a witch by definition, but just a woman who had a child out of wedlock. But because of how she was treated, she put a curse on the town. Others believe that the town was cursed from the very beginning because it was built on Native American land. Scarlet fever, smallpox, and diphtheria took the lives of many adults and children in the town. Père Chenet has recently become a paranormal hotspot, citing experiences such as cold spots, apparitions, disembodied voices, and ghost trains. Story 6. On Halloween in 1975, in San Antonio, Texas, a handsome young man dressed in all white showed up at the El Camaroncito nightclub. He was such an amazing dancer, he was an instant hit with all the ladies. As one of the ladies was dancing with him, she glanced down at his feet. She instantly broke free of his grip, screamed and pointing down, only to reveal to the whole club that his feet and turn into the clawed feet of a chicken. Other versions say the feet turn into the hooves of a goat. Upon realizing his true form had been noticed, he fled to the restroom and vanished out an open window. Many club-goers stated that he left a cloud of smoke upon his departure, bearing the strong odor of sulfur, which is said to be lingering there to this day. So enthralled by the legend of a local clothing dealer called Barbaco Apparel, has released a Dancing Devil sticker and Fiesta medal that features a pair of red pants with chicken's feet coming out of the legs. Legend 7. The grave in a ghost town cemetery marks the death of a witch on a date that never happened. Off of one of many country roads in Illinois is a gravel road that leads to the town of St. Omer. The only thing remaining in this small ghost town is its cemetery. In this cemetery is located the Barnes Monument. This monument is in the shape of a large ball sitting atop a pyre. This grave marks the burial spot of four people: Marcus Barnes, his parents Granville and Sarah, and his wife Caroline. Now that's not the strange part. Listed on the marker is the date for Caroline's death as February 31st, 1882. Yes, I said 31st. The legend is that Caroline Barnes was accused of being a witch and was killed for it. Another mystery here is that no one knows if she was hanged, burned, or even buried alive. But the large ball atop the pyre is intended to be a crystal ball, which is said to glow on moonless nights. The impossible date was intended to be a preventive measure. It was believed that the witch would rise again on her death date. But if her death date never came, then she couldn't rise again. The claims are that any pictures taken with a standard film camera won't develop, but digital seems to show up fine. Also, weird light anomalies have been seen surrounding the stone. Caroline's actual cause of death is said to be pneumonia, and her brother Marcus died just a few months before her in an accident at the local sawmill. Now, it is said that on a GPS that this cemetery shows up as St. Omer Witch Cemetery, and visitors are said to leave coins on the stone after visiting. So if you want to visit, make sure to leave a coin and help Caroline keep this urban legend alive. Our last legend, Legend 8, is called Boy Scout Lane. In Stevens Point, Wisconsin, there is a stretch of unpaved road that runs through the woods. It's called Boy Scout Lane. It is on this road that some 20 years ago, a group of Boy Scouts were said to have lost their lives and remained stuck and unable to cross over due to the circumstances of their death. Once again, we have several variations of what those circumstances are. In one version, they are murdered by the bus driver, and the other by their scoutmaster. The more recent and more plausible legend is that the scouts wandered away from their campsite and in a moment of confusion dropped their lantern, started a forest fire, and were burned to death. It is also said that two members of the troop survived only to get lost in the woods and die of starvation and exposure. Still the outcome, a troop of boys tragically died in a location, their souls trapped forever. This story does not go to the same direction as the others. This story has been disproven. The only thing that sticks is that the Boy Scouts of America did at one point own the property. So the name sticks, and the stories persist. Claims of activity include noises of the scouts walking around the woods, sightings of lanterns through the trees, flashlights bobbing up and down, and then disappearing without a trace. They also have reports of a boy swinging in the trees as from a hanging, seeing the scoutmaster walk the woods and watching them. If I were to dig further, I'm sure I would run across reports of hearing a phantom bus. Remember when I mentioned in earlier podcasts about intentions and how they impact paranormal investigation? When you enter a supposed haunted location, instead of expecting to see something, open yourself to the possibility of seeing nothing but the willingness to see everything. I want to thank everyone who's taken the time to listen to this. I want to make a few shout-outs. Open Range Events, that's www.openrangeevents.com. Sacred Souls, RavenAndWolfEnchantments.com, and on Facebook, Raven and Wolf Enchantments, and the Crystal Fairy in Spirit Wood. If you want to find us, you can locate us at www.scatteredsoulsparanormal.com and facebook.com/scatteredsoulsparanormal. Thanks again, and happy hunting.